In the days after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans residents who were stuck in the city searched for food, supplies, and any help they could find. One group of six residents tried to cross a bridge, the Danziger Bridge, connecting the town of Gentilly with New Orleans East, only to be met with police gunfire. Two of the six died, and a massive police cover-up ensued. The story that the officers concocted, that the victims opened fire first on the bridge, was eventually debunked. A state investigation went nowhere, and a federal investigation unfolded a few days later. Now, one of the high-ranking police officers involved in the cover-up has pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy. Joining us to talk more about this story is Laura Maggi, a reporter from the New Orleans Times-Picayune. She joins us from member station WWNO. Also with us on the phone is Ramel Madison, the brother of Ronald Madison, one of the two men killed in the bridge shooting. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Laura, I just wanted to begin with some background on this case. It's been under investigation for quite some time, but how did this guilty plea finally come about?
Well, the federal investigators have been looking at the case since fall of 2008. That's when they took over the investigation after state charges were dropped. There's been scores of officers who've gone to the grand juries, we know. This has been a very active investigation. We were hearing that the indictments were imminent, and I think we still believe that to be true. But last week, there was a guilty plea that I think everyone considers to be pretty significant in the case.
Ramel Madison, you had two brothers involved in this shooting. Not only was your brother Ronald one of the two men killed, but your other brother Lance was arrested and charged with eight cooked-up counts of attempted murder. Now, NPR talked to him in 2006 after he was originally charged, and we're going to listen to that tape.
I didn't do anything wrong, and I had no reason to be arrested. I'm up here trying to seek help, trying to get some help for me and my little brother, trying to evacuate from this, from the devastation that was going on down here.
The charges against your brother Lance were eventually cleared, Ramel, but how has this whole experience affected your family?
We've been pretty, I guess, frustrated and devastated by the loopholes that were pulled during the state prosecution. I didn't feel there wasn't any justifiable reason why the charges should have been squashed the way the judge did. It's just very frustrating for us and disappointing that justice sort of went astray, after which, when we had the opportunity to seek the federal investigation to start, we immediately pursued that, and then they came in and we were very, very pleased with the progress that the FBI and the Justice Department was able to make.
Now that Police Lieutenant Michael Lohman has entered a guilty plea on conspiracy charge, do you feel vindicated by that?
Well, I feel that that's the beginning. Until I see the full outreach and development of this case, you know, afterwards, to see that, you know, that justice will prevail, you know, we'll feel very I don't want to say satisfied, but we'll feel, I guess, relieved that justice does exist in the world for everybody.
How's your brother Lance doing now?
He's still a little depressed about it. You know, he's been, I guess, you know, sort of quiet and introverted a little bit, trying to just maintain a low profile, and, you know, everybody just waiting for things to develop. As I said, you know, our family is a very close-knit family, and we were going to pursue this to the end and utilize all options that was available for us.
Police Superintendent Warren Riley called this a dark day for the New Orleans Police Department. Is there any indication that people higher up the chain of command were aware of this cover-up?
We don't know. That's something that I think we'll all be waiting to see. Obviously, Lohman had supervisors. Riley said in his press conference last week that he did not read the report and was briefed on it. We don't know if other people below him at the deputy chief level read the report and had questions. So that's something that we'll see as the federal investigation proceeds.
Laura Maggi is a reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and she joined us from member station WWNO. Ramel Madison is the brother of Ronald Madison, one of the victims in the Danziger Bridge shooting. He joined us by phone. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.